Welcome to the Learning Forms podcast, sponsored by Distress and Crisis Ontario. Learning Forms offers programs specifically designed for DCO member organizations. The podcast is meant to inform, educate, and support your work. Enjoy the program, and we welcome your comments and feedback at learningforums.ca/contact with the subject line, podcast.
Hi there, my name is Brenda and I'll be your host for this week's episode. I am currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario. In this episode, on gratitude, I will be interviewing Elma Plant, the intake coordinator at the Delton Glebe Counseling Center. Stay tuned to hear how gratitude has had a powerful impact in her life. Enjoy! Hi Elma, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to answer some questions for me about gratitude. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Okay, hi. My pleasure to do this for you. My name is Elma, and I am the intake coordinator and office coordinator at a busy mental health counseling center in Waterloo, Ontario, the Delton Glebe. And I do the intake of the initial clients and help connect them with the appropriate therapists, and then all of the background work that's required to run a therapeutic practice. We have about 30 to 35 therapists working for us, and we offer therapy to age groups ranging from as young as 3 years to, I believe our oldest client right now is well in their 80s, and everything in between. So it's a really satisfying, really challenging job.
Oh, nice. Can you please tell us what your definition of gratitude is?
I've been thinking about that an awful lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's an awareness of blessings. Mm-hmm. It's more than thankfulness. I think it's just genuinely knowing the things in your life that are worth celebrating. Mm-hmm. The people in your, it's more people, moments, situations. Mm-hmm. And gratitude is an awareness of the things that are beautiful around you.
I like that definition.
Thank you.
And what are the benefits of gratitude?
I find that gratitude gives me strength, particularly in challenging times. Mm-hmm. If I can cultivate an attitude of gratitude, it keeps my perspective healthier. Mm-hmm. There have been moments in my life that have been truly difficult and overwhelming. But even then, if you can search for a moment of gratitude and find the things that you can say that inner thank you for and that you mm-hmm. can celebrate, it does lift the heaviness. It's never always sunshines and rainbows, but mm-hmm. there should always be something in our hearts that we can be grateful for.
Yeah, that's so true, because life does come with challenges, but it's great to know that with gratitude, we can use that as a source of strength.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can't find something to be grateful for, it, mm-hmm. it can be a really dark place.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you might have to find something very little. You know, I'm mm-hmm. grateful for the flower that I saw. I'm grateful for yeah. the air that I can breathe. Mm-hmm. Some days are, you know, that's your list. And there's other days where you have such an overwhelming sense of gratitude that mm-hmm. It just carries you.
Yeah. So how do you think we can cultivate gratitude in our lives?
I think it's a practice. Mm-hmm. It's something that we learn to do. We teach children manners, please yeah. and thank you. And we've all seen those kids who are saying thank you for things that they're not really thankful for, you know, that really mm-hmm. horrible Christmas present that they don't want to thank grandma for.
Yeah.
But we still teach them it's polite to say thank you. Mm-hmm. Gratitude is more than saying thank you. Gratitude is understanding that you have this thing that you don't necessarily deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people might also call that grace.
Yeah.
I didn't deserve being born in Canada. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything to earn that, but I am deeply grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a grandmother. I have, 10 grandchildren.
Ooh, wow.
I am beyond grateful for that, mm-hmm. Those little people, what they've brought into our lives. But it's something you need to look for. I don't think gratitude is naturally coming to us. I think mm-hmm. it's something we learn.
Yeah.
And as we teach it to children, and as we teach it to ourselves, and as we practice it, and we are intentional about it,
mm-hmm.
it does become more habitual for us.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And so how do you think gratitude can help us during these COVID times?
It changes our thinking. Mm-hmm. If we can very intentionally, at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, take that moment to find one thing to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were parenting, we would go around the dinner table with the kids, and what's the one thing that you're really grateful for? And not just on Thanksgiving, but to mm-hmm. make it a daily practice,
yeah.
That at some point during the day, you're shifting your thinking away from increased infection rates, increase this, add mm-hmm. this, to what was amazing today? What was something that I could say, wow, I'm deeply grateful that I heard it, saw it, experienced it, felt it,
mm-hmm.
Whatever the experience might have been, take the time to find it and to remember it and to cherish it.
Yeah. I know that you've spoken a little bit about this so far, but how has gratitude impacted this? / do you have an experience with gratitude that you want to share?
Gratitude, it's hard to describe. It's a practice that I adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this moment, even today, mm-hmm. I had the opportunity today to hold my 5-month-old grandson as he was mm-hmm. sleeping. And that's it. It's the awe. And to look at the little face, mm-hmm. all wrapped up, his absolute trust in me that I, his Oma, had him. He was loved and he was safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just an overwhelming moment of gratitude. Kind of like, thank you that I can be here to hold you in these moments and that you feel safe in my arms. Other times, it's just an awareness of thank you, for the fact that I am healthy enough that I can get out of bed this morning mm-hmm. without assistive devices. I'm thankful that I have a job that I can go to, and it's certainly not something I'm taking for granted right now because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deeply, deeply grateful for that. For me, most of my overwhelming grateful moments have to do with family,
mm-hmm.
Children and grandchildren, parents and extended family, that just a real awareness of how precious they are. And especially now that I've lost some of them, my parents have both passed,
mm-hmm.
Deeply grateful for what they brought into my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the perspectives. They both survived World War II. They both went through incredibly challenging things and yet managed to build truly beautiful lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm deeply grateful for what they did.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we did not touch on?
I guess for me, it's just back to it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone can just take to heart the fact that gratitude doesn't come to us naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is something that you might have to practice.
Yeah.
And particularly when things are challenging. It's a very intentional shift. It's almost changing the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And when your thinking is overwhelmed with the dark and the oppressive and the real genuine worries that we're all facing right now,
yeah.
Gratitude is not, naive pretending that nothing's wrong. It's acknowledging that, yes, things are wrong,
mm-hmm.
but still there's also things that are good.
Yeah.
And to try to find those good and take it and hold tight to it. Hold tight to it because mm-hmm. it's very, very.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on gratitude.
My pleasure.
Appreciated hearing your stories and your perspective.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.